from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome to the show on a Wednesday. Damn glad to have you. 6 a.m. in Kansas City. We are one day away from kickoff against the Ravens and your Kansas City Chiefs. Every Wednesday we are going to do this. Poll question. You can find this on our Twitter handle on at 96.5 The Fan, or The Fan 96.5, I should say. And it's a real simple one. Go to at The Fan 96.5. We have a poll question up for you. Be sure to fill it out. Who will lead the Kansas City Chiefs in receptions on Thursday night's game against the Baltimore Ravens? There are four options: Rashee Rice, Travis Kelce, Xavier Worthy, and the dark horse, Isaiah Pacheco. Lot of hands, one football. Who leads the Chiefs in receptions? You can find that poll question on The Fan 96.5 on our Twitter or X page. Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, Travis Kelce, Isaiah Pacheco. It is football season. We are happy to have you. This is the first time we've got to do a football season with the show, as it has obviously still got the new car smell. But happy Wednesday, Mr. Bob Fesco.
Happy Wednesday to you as well. I like the fact that it's Wednesday. It's a 4-day week, and we're, you know, one day closer to game day. And you know you're getting closer and closer to game day when you see the folks on X and social media posting they were at the Hy-Vee this morning getting their flags, Dusty. Getting the Chiefs flags, getting the season started, getting ready to go. And we are just one day away. I can't believe it's finally here where we're actually going to get to see a real football game. We're going to get to see a game that matters. We're going to get to see the Chiefs go out there and light the world on fire and really embarrass their first opponent, the Baltimore Ravens, in some 24, 36 hours roughly or so, whatever it is, you know, from now when they kick it off at Arrowhead Stadium. But I like this poll question because I think there's a number of different ways you could go and who's going to lead this team in receptions on Thursday night. And my initial gut tells me to go with Rashee Rice on this one. I'm expecting big things from this kid this year because they've been really, really intrigued with Rashee Rice since training camp started. Like, that was one of the first reports that I got from folks up at training camp, was like, oh my God, Rashee Rice. Like, they are in love with this guy. And so I think he's going to be the type of guy that A, wants to prove something to everybody who's been doubting him this offseason. And B, I think the Chiefs really have that kind of faith in him where he's going to go out there and lead this team in receptions. Because I think if you're Baltimore, the logical decision would be to try to eliminate Travis Kelce from the game, right? I mean, I think that's kind of what you want to do. You want to take away the best player, and that is Travis Kelce. Nobody's really sure what Xavier Worthy's going to do, right? You have some tape on him, but you don't really know how good he's going to be. Isaiah Pacheco out of the backfield could be a dark horse in this one, but I think it's Rashee Rice, man. I think Rashee Rice is the way to go. He's the receiver that's going to lead this team in receptions on Thursday night. Doesn't mean he's going to have the most yards or the most touchdowns, but I think he's going to be like that guy that probably gets 10 targets, has 8 receptions, and we call it a day, and the Chiefs go on to win 72-0 in this one.
Is that the number, Bob? 8? That we're going with?
I think 8 feels pretty good for Rashee Rice. I think he's probably going to have double-digit targets in this game, though, Mac. I think, you know, they're going to look for Rashee Rice early. I think they're going to look for Rashee Rice often. And he proved, you know, kind of at the end of last season when Jordan Love was doing Jordan Love things and leading the Packers to the NFC Championship game, about the same time that Rashee Rice emerged. I mean, that's kind of what happens with rookies and young guys. And, you know, you get past that first 10 to 12 game mark of the season, and December and January turns into like, all right, now I'm a veteran. Now I've kind of figured this thing thing out. And another year in the system and another year of, you know, with that trust with Patrick Mahomes, I think that's the guy right there. I think he's probably going to lead the team in receptions all year. Again, that doesn't mean he's going to lead in yards. It doesn't mean he's going to lead in touchdowns or anything like that. But I think he's going to be the guy at the end of the year. We look back, probably leads this team in receptions. I'm excited to watch him play this year.
Do you guys want to take a guess at who led the Chiefs in receptions last year against the Detroit Lions in game one of the season? Now, remember,
I'm going to say Kadarius Toney did.
Travis Kelce didn't play. Remember,
right. Yeah, no Kelce. Yeah.
Take a guess. Take a guess. Anybody, take
Kadarius
a guess.
Kadarius Toney.
Negative.
Noah Gray.
Nope.
I'm going to say Watson. The other guy that we don't like. Who was the other guy that we didn't like last year that was on the team that was
Richie
dropping
James?
Balls? No, Marcus not
really.
No,
MVS?
Not MVS. You know, wasn't there another guy that we didn't like?
Sky Moore? He didn't have a catch.
No, not Sky Moore. I can't remember anymore,
Isaiah
man.
Pacheco.
Pacheco. Wow. All right. Okay. That's not bad.
He had four receptions. The next were two guys had three, Noah Gray and Rashee Rice.
How many receptions would of Kadarius Toney had he not screwed up in that game?
He had. Exactly. So last year, Sky Moore had zero receptions, 0 yards.
Yeah.
Kadarius Toney had one catch for 1 yard.
Okay. Oh, so he would have had three. You're right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My gosh. He would have had three receptions. And one of them would have been a touchdown. The other one would have been a first down. He would have had three catches for about 30. No, more than that. Would have had probably three for like 75 and a touchdown. The Chiefs would have been victorious.
Imagine how different the season would have been for him if they would have just got out there and hauled in those two passes on opening night. It probably would have changed the whole kind of landscape for everybody when it came to Kadarius Toney. But that's a cat who got off to a bad start and like never recovered. Like, he's the Chicago White Sox of the NFL last year. You got off to a bad start, you couldn't figure anything out, and you became an utter disaster right before everybody's eyes. And it's amazing how one bad start, one bad game like that carried over for Kadarius Toney, who I guess was visiting in Seattle over the last couple of days. Wow, Seattle must be really desperate if they're going after Kadarius Toney in that situation. But no, I like Rashee Rice. I think this is going to be the guy that really surprises a lot of people this year, like the casual fan, if you will, outside of Kansas City. Like, man, where'd this Rashee Rice come from? All right, he's pretty good. And people are going to be like racing to grab him on their fantasy squads after Thursday night's game. So Rashee Rice, let's go, baby. Let's go. 8 receptions on the day.
So transition to the Royals real quick, because we'll get into the Chiefs a lot in the next 24 to 48 hours to 72 hours. You said it's a 4-day week. It feels like it's really a 2-day week. We've got today and Friday.
Yeah.
Yesterday was a cakewalk. Thursday, obviously, you're just bleeding Chiefs red and yellow. And then Friday is, you know, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about the Royals for a little bit.
Why?
Okay. Well, you want me to just shut up then? Yeah, go ahead. Take the show.
I know.
Take the show, Bob.
Like,
ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bob Fesco for the next 6 minutes.
I'm just going to tell you, the last week of baseball has been just uninspiring. I don't know how much right now the Royals are worthy of talking about, Dusty, quite honestly.
Okay. What do you want to talk about then?
I mean, we can continue to talk about Rashee Rice. We can continue to talk about the Chiefs, but the Royals right now are acting like a high school kid who just broke up with his girlfriend and can't get over the fact that she's gone. And that's what's going on with this ball club right now. I mean, 7 straight losses, not a lot to be desired from this ball club right now. The only saving grace is that Boston doesn't seem to want to win any baseball games either, and it's keeping this team alive for the postseason. But right now, man, they're showing everybody nothing. They can't hit, they can't pitch, they can't do anything right now, and it's kind of depressing to watch them.
The Royals, since Vinny Pasquantino injury, this is from Primetime KC, they have 2 home runs and 149 at-bats. Those belong to Bobby Witt Jr. They have a 120 team batting average, and they have one run before the 6th inning. It's not good. It's not great, and there are ways that they have tried to fix it, which I think that there are ways to kind of get the chemistry back in. I kind of believe in a little bit of what you say, where it's kind of like the analogy of the ex-girlfriend, where it's like, hey, guys, like, get over it. It's going to be okay. Everything's fine. Just relax. Because when you think about what Vinny Pasquantino said when he got hurt, he's like, for the first hour, I felt sorry for myself and I was being selfish because I was like, you know, it's all about me. And then Salvador Perez insulted him and said, hey, it's going to be fine. Pick your head up. We're going to fire away. We're going to keep going. And they've had different, you know, guys come in. Obviously, one guy, Gurriel's already hurt but he's technically probably going to be in the starting lineup today. They were saying on the Royals pregame show on Bally Sports last night. But then John Morosi also was on MLB Network the other day, and he had this to say about since the Pasquantino injury.
The Royals have yet to win a game since Pasquantino's injury. They're 0-4, a 6-game losing streak overall. And in all 4 games since the Pasquantino injury, they've scored exactly 2 runs per game as they've fallen now to 3rd place in the American League Central. They still have a pretty comfortable lead, Lauren, for the sixth and final playoff spot in the American League. But in general, I look at what Pasquantino brought to them in terms of the stability. He was such an ideal complement for Bobby Witt Jr. and for Sal Perez in the middle of that lineup. And I do think they may go with Massey to try to fill that void. But again, when you move Massey down, you open up that spot at the top. And I think that's maybe where they'll go with Pham to see if Tommy, with that veteran ability that he has to blend into wherever he's at, you may see some more of Tommy Pham leading off.
So we're trying to figure out where this team's chemistry is going to move on from what it was. Obviously, you lose a gigantic piece of your puzzle when you lose Vinny Pasquantino, but sometimes you got to, you know, you just got to nut up and move forward. And I know that's easier said than done. But again, like Morosi says, outside of calling him Perez, which I've never understood that with people. And anyways, but 4.5 game lead over Boston, 4.5 game lead over the Detroit Tigers, 5.5 over the Seattle Mariners. Again, I go back to what your expectations were. And again, you have to remember this is September 4th. The season is long. It wears and tears on everybody. It's wearing and tearing on Boston. It's wearing and tearing on the Kansas City Royals. It's wearing and tearing on the Minnesota Twins. Last night, the Twins lost. Last night, the Red Sox lost. Last night, the Royals lost. The Yankees. They're all losing. Everybody's just trying to hang around until the playoffs. So to give the perspective of the glass still half full and to be like, well, I don't want to talk about the Royals because they suck lately. A lot of people suck right now. But again, your expectations at the start of the year should have been one of two things. Be competitive until football starts. Football starts tomorrow night. You're still in the playoffs. After that expectation was, can this team be a playoff team? If your expectations went above that and you went World Series or bust, or you went AL Central or bust, or you went, I want to be the number one seed, I'm sorry. It was all within a reaching, you know, distance of getting. But when you go to the original expectations of competitive baseball, playoff baseball, the Royals will do that. Now, unfortunately, they are not the Chiefs. And if you compare them to the Chiefs, that is another expectation that I cannot help you with. Because I saw that on the text line yesterday. I'm just used to seeing the team that goes to the playoffs go all the way through it. Yeah, well, you
used
have
to.
A,
what, have you been watching sports for 5 minutes? I mean, it doesn't happen that way.
I mean, the Chiefs are a team that go to the AFC Championship game every single year, and the Super Bowl, it seems to be every single year. I'm sorry, the Chiefs are an anomaly in sports. They're going for a three-peat of a championship run. That doesn't happen ever in football, and it hardly happens in sports in general. So, look, the Royals are still a playoff team. Yes, it's been rough. It is a tailspin right now. I am with you on that, and it sucks to watch.
Yeah, it's hard to watch right now.
I'm there
now.
With you. Yeah. But guess what? You still got a 4.5 game lead in the wild card, and there's 23 games left in the season.
It's a big lead, and that's the only saving grace right now. I mean, imagine if Boston had just won a couple of games over the last week.
Then
I mean,
we'd have a different conversation.
Yeah, I mean, the Royals have lost 7 straight games, and I think gained ground in the standings. Like that's how bad it's been with these other teams. But I think it just goes to show you one thing and one thing only. Sign Vinny Pasquantino to a long-term deal. He's clearly the catalyst for this team, as we've seen over the past week. They can't recover from this Vinny Pasquantino injury.
Time marches on, as Tracy Lawrence once.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Said.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.